This recording and CBT worksheet is designed to follow on from the Boosting Self-Esteem recording and worksheet, so I recommend you listen to that one first. What often accompanies low self-esteem is self-criticism, constantly telling yourself off for not being good enough, doubting yourself, noticing and picking at every little fault. I want you to work on not doing that, to get in the habit of being your friend. Why are we more critical of ourselves than we are of others? Honestly, the way I sometimes speak to myself, if that was a friend, they'd quickly be an ex-friend. But remember, you can change self-criticism. You can develop self-compassion habits. You can rewire your brain. Use the CBT worksheet attached to this recording and start working on your self-criticisms one by one, because I'm sure you've got more than one. Firstly, start with one big thing that you criticise yourself for. What do you feel you're not good enough at? Or what do you tell yourself you need that you're less deserving of love because of it? One of my major things used to be being fat, and many people's are based on their physical appearance. Society tells us that being fat or unattractive means that we're not worthy of love. And that is what I used to tell myself. If you have a long list, tackle them one at a time, okay? But think about how long you have criticised yourself for this thing. I bet it's become quite a while, and it's become quite well entrenched. The pathway in your forest brain is so entrenched, it's like the M5. That's okay. It can still change. It just needs practice. So the next question. Would you criticise a friend for this? Hopefully not. But if you do, that might be related to how you feel about yourself. Anyway, let's say no. You love other people who have the same thing you criticise yourself for. So why are they still lovable and you aren't? Where's the logic in that? If a close friend or loved one has this less lovable thing, you'd think, and they were criticised for it by someone else, you would be the first to rush to their defence. So why not rush to your own self-defense? You are not less lovable. You are completely lovable exactly for who you are now. And if other people can't see that, then that's on them and their flaws, not you, I promise. So how could you rephrase your self-criticism into a more compassionate statement? Some language I like using is, well, that's not a priority for me. Relating to my fat example, yeah, I'm fat, which makes some people perceive me as less than them, but that doesn't mean I'm not and I'm not still amazing. Being thin isn't a priority for me. There are other things far more important to me. I want to be remembered for how I made people feel, not what I looked like. And I'm worthy of love exactly as I am now. Try to rephrase your self-criticism. Show self-compassion and practice, practice, practice. Each time you rephrase it and be more compassionate, you will believe it a little bit more. Small steps. Thank you for listening. And honestly, you really are amazing, I promise.